other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And I promise I'm going to News Blitz at the 8 after the next segment, then back into your calls. We have a guest in studio. If you just joined us, Homeland Security is announcing to basically all the unions in the country, we were doing searches during the breaks, that you will get a Homeland Security enrolled biometric card. Homeland Security will drug test you. Americans will not work. Homeland Security is announcing a no-work list. You will have to get Homeland Security permission to have a job in America. And it doesn't happen with a bang. It happens with a whimper. And I saw Ridge announce it, again, almost 8 years ago. I don't know. It was late 2002. He wasn't even the head of Homeland Security yet. He was the interim head because they hadn't given a cabinet position yet. It was right around that time. And I'm the type of weirdo that will sit there and watch C-SPAN for 2 hours. And I was just like, he was just calmly, you'll have a card to have a job, we'll drug test everyone, there'll be a no-work list if you don't pay taxes, the employer will be ordered to let you go because if you don't pay taxes, that's a security threat. I mean, look at Homeland Security in Pennsylvania, spying on the legislature. I mean, and saying if you criticize the income tax, that's terrorism because that hurts the government. The government is telling its minions that you're not allowed to say my taxes are too high because that would cut off their blood supply. I mean, this is a rogue system. But people never wake up to tyranny until it's too late. Rarely do they wake up. People just like to live in denial until the thieves just take everything. They always collapse society because they can't stop stealing. So you'll get what you want. And all of you that like the petty power trips and like the system, okay, enjoy. Enjoy. Bon appetit. Bon voyage on your trip to hell. Oh, we are entering into Mordor here. Donald in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you. I had like three things I wanted to say, but talking about the jobs and stuff like that, we have to have a card and stuff. I was,
You've got to go to the Homeland Security Don and say, is it all right if I have a job, Godfather? And they say, you've been licking my boots real good. Yeah, you can have a job. How's that sound?
Doesn't sound very good. I'm a contractor right now, so I guess I have to go there too also, right?
Well, it's all part of course, in America, you've got to be drug tested and have a biometric card to have a job. This is land of enslavement, home of humiliation.
Okay, I agree with you on that. I was just wondering, I needed to ask you a question because I'm a little nervous. Public speech makes me a little nervous. I used to live in Arizona, and now I live in New York. And there used to be this high-pitched sound that I used to hear every once in a while. And I thought it was tinnitus for a while. But my girlfriend used to hear it, too, and other people I know heard it. And I was just wondering if you had any idea what kind of...
It could have been a big piece of machinery having an oscillation issue. Could have been something else, but it is partially declassified. Baltimore Sun reported on it. DARPA admits for at least 12 years. That's the first time I saw it admitted. They've got towers to soothe you with electromagnetic fields, and they've got these where they can flip a switch and make mice lay over in ecstasy or in total pain, and what you can do to a mouse, you can do to us. And they admitted in the Baltimore Sun, they said, we're testing things during emergencies that will send out waves to calm you. Well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong? It's freedom, man. I told you it's admitted. We can pull up the documents where I showed them a few months ago again. That they have helicopters in every region ready with opiate gas to knock you out. And, of course, they admit it will cause over 10% deaths because you'll fall and hit your head or wreck your car and there'll be fires and problems. But isn't it nice to have a government operating in secret with helicopters in underground and sealed hangars with knockout gas and crews ready to spray every city? I mean, isn't that nice? Your wife driving on the road at 70 miles an hour, wrecking and dying? It's freedom, man. Drink uranium. Take mercury-filled shots. Eat GMO salmon. It's a blessing. It's freedom. You still got the NFL? Come on. It's good.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, now 8 minutes into the third hour. We have a guest in studio on the front lines of the fight against the naked body scanners coming up. But I want to get into more of the news now. Obviously, Homeland Security knows you're waking up, knows you're angry about the tens of trillions that have been stolen to offshore banks, the media, the dominant corporate media that's not so dominant these days being paid off. And so they need to play the part of your saviors. And that's why they've got shadowy groups announcing there's going to be all sorts of Christmas Day attacks in the United States. And so the headline, Christmas Chaos, Al-Qaeda, when they're not working for our government attacking Iran on record, is planning suicide attacks across Europe and the United States, warns insurgents. And their current commander is Anwar al-Awlaki, who admittedly hangs out secretly at the Pentagon with the top Pentagon brass, source Fox News. But I'm supposed to ignore that. Kind of like when CBS News in Texas reports there's uranium and radium in my water and the government's hiding that it's there. I'm not supposed to get upset or point out that they're putting it in there. I'm supposed to just, you know, say, oh, uranium's good. Al-Qaeda is going to get me. I better get my rights up. So they want everybody just cowering in fear while they worship the government as their big mommy and big daddy, with Janet Napolitano strutting around on telescreens at Walmart telling us to worship her and that she will keep us safe. That's weird. My microphone looks crooked. I don't know what's going on with this. I notice it's been like that for a while. I wonder if I've got enough aptitude to fix this. Oh, yes, there it is. I have the aptitude of a weasel. I was able to, actually, a weasel's smart. I have the aptitude of a jellyfish. I was able to fix it there. Okay, let me continue here with the news. Kosovo. Militia may have stolen prisoners' organs, report alleges. It doesn't say globalist allies, Richard C. Holbrooke's minions, Wesley Clark's Dirty Dozen, Muslim drug-dealing extremist. They use the term militia because then that'll have a bad connotation on our republic militia. Again, everything's a psyop with CNN. The authorities who control Kosovo. Oh, see, it's the authorities. But wait a minute, Romans 13. The authorities are put there by God, according to Hitler and our government. And our government promotes that now through cybersecurity and InfraGuard and the clergy response team. So the first line right here, what's wrong with grabbing men, women, and children and taking their organs? I mean, it's Romans 13. You shouldn't be upset by that. And most churches say, yes, that's right. Here's my child. Take their organs. You're the authorities. You know, if a politician wants to eat your child's brains while they're alive, it's like, oh, it's of the Lord. It must be of God. I mean, that's where this absurdity goes. Oh, I have to have a card to have a job, according to Homeland Security. Oh, you want to stick your hands down my pants? You want to radiate me? Oh, you put fluoride in the water that at least doubles my chances of bone cancer? Well, why not just barbecue my child? You're the authority. Kosovo, militia may have stolen prisoners' organs, report alleges. The authorities... Well, that said it all, not the public servants, the authorities, and these are good Muslim extremists, by the way, because they work for the globalists, according to them. I say they're bad, but again, I'm an extremist. I don't think because someone calls themselves an authority, they have a right to murder people and gut them and steal their liver and kidneys and suck their blood out and sell it. But, you know, again, I'm an extremist. The authorities who control Kosovo may have stolen organs from prisoners of war and political rivals when the Kosovo Liberation Army was fighting Serbian forces for control of the territory. European authorities allege a new report. Numerous indications seem to confirm that organs were removed from the same prisoners to be taken abroad for transplantation. Wonder who flew it out. Who flies little kids out on these UN operations? Who always gets caught? Same group in the WikiLeaks latest documents running kidnapped little boys out of Afghanistan. Nobody's going to miss them. Oh, who runs the CPS, the biggest private contractors in Texas for CPS? But, I mean, I'm just speculating. I mean, I know they run the CPS and run the little boys they grab, but I don't know if DynCorp's involved in this. I just know they were running a lot of the flights out of these areas, along with Halliburton and others, but I'm sorry. Numerous indications seem to confirm that organs were removed from some prisoners to be taken abroad for transportation, according to a draft report of the Council of Europe. Well, if somebody's a prisoner, they deserve it, right? That's the American way, huh? Investigators have made progress towards proving the existence of secret KLA places of detention in northern Albania where inhuman treatment and even murders are said to have been committed. No. They just run a lot of the opium into Europe. They're nice people. Illegal organ trafficking continued after the war ended, the draft suggests. Actually, the draft's public. It says they have evidence, but CNN whitewashes it. Nearly 1,900 people who disappeared during the conflict still have not been found. And another, and a lot of them are women and children, but again, they deserve it according to our government. They deserve to be bombed with DU as well. Nearly 1,900 people who disappeared during the conflict still have not been found. Another 500 disappeared after NATO troops arrived in June of 99. The report goes on. Well, I mean, every major UN operation, every NATO operation, I mean, I could pull up online right now from the State Department reports. I can show you U.S. troops in every major African country with UN troops actually roasting small children. When I talk about roasting, you know, I make the point, why not roast children? It's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, them beating the children to death and roasting them. UN troops roasting children over fires. Roasting. Roasting. I'm going to say it again. Roasting. That's your UN. That's your NATO. Okay? That's who they are. And our troops are all in there with them, wallowing around in the evil. Federal depositions on DynCorp show unbelievable things. The latest federal depositions coming out with Blackwater, now XE, confirmed what the Iraqis said. Running around naked, piles of cocaine, going out and shooting up cars in the middle of Baghdad for pleasure, men wallowing everywhere with each other. I mean, you know, this is, and all these good old boys are like, oh, look, Blackwater defending us. They got a Christian running it. It's America. They're based in Dubai now. Well, there's no extradition treaty, you notice. The same good old boys are like, execute Assange, get rid of free speech. I like Blackwater. That's America. Piles of cocaine, steroid injections, men wallowing around naked, running outside naked, shooting up children. That's good. I like it. It's America. That same good old boy will walk up to you with an American flag shirt on and, I don't like you, Alex Jones. You don't like this country. You all just get on out of here, boy. We do what the government says. That's what patriotism is. Yeah, we're getting tough on some foreigners. Big deal. Oh, well, they're going to get tough on your bank account, big boy. They're going to get tough on all everything. You think they're cutting Serbs' organs out, men, women, and children for fun? You think they're murdering over a million Iraqis to play tiddlywinks? They hate you even more. Understand that, good old boy. They're going to get you. They're going to get everything you got because they know you're a big fat hog who will roll over to the wolves. Wolves run up to you, you're like a sheep. Sheep will just roll over. They don't even fight. They just roll over and say, here's my neck. And the wolves, this is what wolves and coyotes do. They go, it ain't going to be easy. I'm going to start eating you while you're alive from your hind end. And they start chewing those guts out. And the wolves, the predators love it. They love the pain, the squealing, the flopping. You ever seen your little cat grab a mouse outside and it'll play with it for an hour before it eats it? And how happy the cat is. And then finally it goes ahead and after it's tortured it to death, it kills it. See, these are predators. And they see you and the average American male, when they see somebody in a predator uniform, they just go, oh, I got an American flag. I'm with you. I support it. Don't feed on me. Oh, you want to? Okay, hold on. Let me lay down for you. Okay, there's my neck. The wolves are like, we're not starting with your neck. You understand? They're like, all right. Take my children first, please. Not me. I'm here reaching out to men and women who still have liberty in their gut, who still have the spirit of 1776, who are not cowards, that we're going to try to fix this thing peacefully. But the globalists have created an army of pure evil and pure darkness. And we are going to face it, and we are going to defeat it. Your churches are going to tell you it's the end of the world. Lay down. Regardless, justice is something that has to be stood up for. And justice be done, may the heavens fall. Duty is ours. Consequence belongs to God. And I assure you, your appeasance of evil, your rationales about 50 million abortions, you think God's going to let us as a country kill 51 million babies and counting in the last 35 years and not let us feel pain for it? Of course, cancer is up 3,000%. Of course, diabetes is up even more than that. Of course, the globalists are hurting us at every level in every way. We're being punished now. The big secret is, in life, when you do bad things, they come back on you. And that's why these cops have the highest level of suicide and unhappiness. That's why bureaucrats do. No matter how corrupt people are, when you're doing something bad to humanity, your body starts shutting down against you. And the universe literally starts retaliating against you. And this country is going into the flames. You better know it. Now, the question is, what's going to come out on the other side? Our metal is now being tested. The good from the evil is going to be denominated now. It's on. And that's why I'm not worried about anything. I'm not perfect, but my heart is with good. I want to be a good person. I want to do the right thing. And I've got guts. And I tell you right now, folks, That's all God cares about, is that you care about good, you love righteousness, and that you got guts. Because as they say in Full Metal Jacket, Private Joker's silly and ignorant, but he's got guts, and guts is enough. We'll be back with more news. Stay with me.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
I got one more silver dollar. And no, they're not going to catch me. No, they're not going to catch the High Noon Rider. Right out here in the open.
I've got to run to keep running.
And I hope my life is an example to others of standing up to tyranny. Doesn't mean you're going to do a 100% perfect job. Doesn't matter. Just get in there. They want to fight. They want to take our society over. We're going to lead by example and rally others to stand up and be leaders. We're going to bring down this tyranny together, or we're going to die trying. You know, people make fun of older civilizations and our founding fathers who said, don't trust big government, Don't let them have your information. Keep them small. They'll enslave you, because that's what history shows. They tried to train people the last 50 years that that's a conspiracy theory, that government's only good, only loves you, everything's great. But the establishment is going down every point of tyranny and putting it in place and supercharging it. There is no doubt we're in trouble. There's no doubt we're going into a planned economy. There's no doubt the globalists do not want you to be wealthy or independent. There is no doubt that they are completely criminal and illegitimate. And I want to beg military, police, bureaucrats, anybody that works within the so-called power structure, corporate America, look at the facts and decide if you want to go along with this evil. Stop living in denial because you're comfortable. Face the issues that are going on and choose a side. We should be blessed to be alive in a time that is so critical. And while we are alive, we should all be trying to spend every moment we can. You know, I plan on taking part of next week off to spend time with family, and I already almost don't want to do it. I got Paul Watson coming in with some big guests. It'll be very informative. I almost don't even want to take off because I feel guilty even taking 3 or 4 days off every 6 months. I feel guilty, but I got to take a break sometimes, you know, because when I come back, I'm more focused. It's more powerful info. I can work longer hours. I need to recharge my batteries. But it's all unfolding right now. It's all being verified right now. It's all being confirmed right now. And I know it's scary. I know why a lot of people have trouble dealing with this information. I understand it's scary. And then if you admit it to yourself and get out of the denial and the trance you're in, you're going to have to do something. But that freight train was coming at us even if you stayed in your trance or not. The best thing to do is get off the tracks. The globalists scare you and use fake things to run you into their arms to give up your liberty and freedom. I'm pointing out history of how dangerous big government and tyranny is to hopefully get you to not be scared. I want you to get your blood up and get focused and find your power and stand up against it so that we can enjoy this wonderful planet, so we can enjoy our wonderful families, so we can protect our little ones, so we can rediscover what's truly valuable, decency and honor and family and trust and real local communities, not being ruled by these disconnected corporate globalists who are on power trips. You know, I have a message to the globalists that I plan on shooting on video tomorrow, maybe even today, where I'm going to speak directly to the globalists that we're going to post on PrisonPlanet.tv next week, probably up on the YouTube channel just directly because I want to get it out immediately. But I'm here ranting. It's just the time for being in denial is over. And I want to commend listeners. UK martial law tops Google following the announcement that they may engage in a protest ban nationwide. That is what martial law is. You made that search term number one. I salute you yesterday. Now, British officers are not wearing IDs at protest. They've removed their IDs, another sign of true martial law. They beat up a person who was disabled. In fact, I have my article. I meant Ryan. What did he have? It was a muscular dystrophy, correct, MS? The point is the guy couldn't even walk, cerebral palsy. He couldn't even walk, and he was a reporter, and the police beat the daylights out of him. And the media, we have the BBC clip. In fact, maybe we should play that right at the end of the show, where the BBC reporter got the guy on, and the reporter says, "It's your fault. Did you throw a rock or something?" And he goes, "I can't even lift my arms." It's all on video. They just beat him up, and the news is so sick, they're going, "It's good. It's good to beat people up in wheelchairs." Yeah, kind of like at the G20 earlier this year, where a guy was delivering newspapers to a newsstand in the protest area, and they come up behind him and beat him to death and then lie and say, and then the footage got released, and they lied at the coroner exam and said he just hit his head. They said he had a heart attack. I mean, they murder us, and it's like, oh, beautiful, it's freedom. Oh, it's so, oh, they stick their hands down our pants. Oh, thank you, security services. There's this weird fetish. People just, oh, you're abusing me. Oh, it's so freedom. I hear these talk show hosts just worshiping tyranny like they're like on the inside or something. Here's a warning issued over mass fingerprinting of school children by Steve Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com. There's so much news I don't even get to here on air. We've got folks fighting back against the tyranny, though, joining us in studio. Coming up on the other side, key intel straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, in a moment we're going to Heather Fazio, and she's with the TAG, Texas for Accountable Government. They've done great work on the threat fusion centers. They've also been fighting, you know, the warrantless blood taking on the sides of the road. And I've seen this in Orlando, Florida with other groups. I've seen it in Colorado. I've seen it in California, all over the country. Citizen groups, city council members, legislative members, the legislatures, New Jersey are saying no. And the TSA has been invited in to the airports. They don't have to be there. So when Austin News wrongly says in this piece we're about to analyze subcommittee of the city council, they can 5-0 have a resolution saying they don't want scanners, but TSA, they decide. Just earlier, we showed you the union documents all over the country. TSA is now saying you've got to be urine tested and have a TSA card to have with biometrics on it to have a job. They got TSA checkpoints from Florida to Texas now, from Massachusetts to New York, where they're groping people on the side of the road. This is the federal takeover of society. So I wanted to play at least part of this newscast. I saw it this morning up on the Alex Jones channel as one of the videos that Dave that runs the channel posted up there. And I was watching the video, and then I was amazed to hear that they're going to have some of the TAG folks inside with their permit, because they know when taxpayer money goes to a building, they have to allow people to hand out information. They can't discriminate. But there's going to be a protest out at the end of the airport on the main entrance this Saturday. But I want to see this everywhere. And you can use the model that TAGS use, We Are Change, others, to go out and you know, to really engage these issues. Now, I have another report, too. Again, Austin joins rebellion against naked body scanners. If you want to watch the report without me stopping and commenting on it, that's up on PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Because this is bigger than just the airports. This is the takeover. You see TSA now, 800 Walmarts. Now they announced this week 9,000 locations. Big telescreen saying, watch shoppers, watch your neighbor. I mean, this is the Running Man, 1984. TSA choir has holiday spirit down pat. So now it's like have the concentration camp guards wear Santa hats, and that's the USA Today article. In fact, I'll show folks a document cam shot if we can. It says they're singing. They have piano players in there, and the TSA at only certain locations in Santa outfits to make you feel good. Oh, let's stick your hands down the pants. Radiation scan you. I mean, this is sick. So they're trying to get morale up. I had crew flying through Boston Logan, one of the most draconian this week. No padding down, no body scanning. They're really backing off till they hope that this grassroots awakening subsides. They'll be right back at them. This is key, this TSA situation. So here's part of this newscast from Austin, from KXAN, and it's an overall affair piece. I talked about News 8 Austin, an inside track I had from one of the airport top people, I'll leave it at that, a few years ago about new TSA stuff, and they interviewed over 40 people who said they hated it. They got one old lady to say she liked it, and News 8 Austin put that on and said everybody likes it. KXAN did show fairly people who were against it, but let's go ahead and play that clip.
Just inside these doors are mad tonight, expressing their opinions, but all that anger might not do any good because TSA actually has the final say in whether these scanning devices will come here to
not
the airport.
True.
Still, all of these people
not
talking
true.
Tonight are hoping that they are able to attract the attention of both the commission tonight and the city council later on this week. They want to deliver a message that will come from these groups to TSA saying, we don't want these devices here. Now, the big issue tonight seems to be privacy. That is a direct
invasion. Yeah, they've been caught saving
privacy,
the naked scans.
But not everyone is willing
they
to give up
that.
Any possible extra security.
They lied about the radiation.
We talked to passengers at the airport today who said this is something people will just have to accept because it's unlikely TSA will budge.
Oh, yeah.
I know there's overwhelming opposition to body scanners.
Which
I mean,
other?
The privacy issue, the fact that all radiation is dangerous, and the fact that they're ineffective.
People that don't travel constantly or often, and they're you know, concerned that they're going to be pulled out of line and people touch them and things like that. But, I mean, the alternative is much better than the alternative of paying for the safe travel, I think.
Let's
along
pause.
With radiation concerns.
Oh, it just never ends. So, again, more people die from bee stings every year. It's about 100. You look up the numbers. More people die, you know, of just hundreds of different things than this. So, because somebody might burgle your house, people die every month in Austin where I live being murdered in their houses. Do we have to have cameras in every house or cops in every house? See, anywhere there's a crime now, they can call it terror and then bring in the goons. This is the takeover of society, and that is their plan. So, they show us these sycophants getting off on how great it is to be radiated and have people have their hands stuck down their pants. Let's continue.
Critics say the machines don't work as well as proponents would like. And then you have groups like Texans for Accountable Government saying it's an invasion of privacy.
What we need to do is let them know that it is not acceptable in Austin. We don't have body scanners here. We don't want body scanners here. We don't need them here.
But Chertoff needs
is
money.
One of those working to convince the Airport Advisory Commission to oppose the scanners. In the past, it's put up privacy fights against the APD blood draw program, private data concerns at Austin's Fusion Center, and even accountability for toll roads.
The toll roads are illegal under federal and state law.
Scanners might just have to live with them. It's unlikely the TSA will budge on this security issue.
I like to think it makes things safer. So I think that we do all we can do. and I hope that that's enough.
So that's the PR.
And we'll let you know tonight on Austin News at 10 whether the commission approves a resolution against these machines.
Okay.
And on Friday, the opposition will actually head to City Hall to try to get the
city. No, continue it, because it goes another newscast.
And on Saturday, they're going to be back out here at the airport actually holding a protest against these devices.
That's this Saturday.
For now, we are live at the airport. Josh Engel, KXAN, Austin News.
Tonight, Austinites told the Transportation Safety Administration to go back to the drawing board on full-body scanners at ABIA. The scanners are already in place at some 8 airports in Texas, including San Antonio, DFW, and Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airports. But will they land in Austin? KITV's Ryan Lloyd heard from the commission and those up in arms. And Ryan, what came out of the debate?
Well, Betty, the Austin Airport Advisory Commission drafted a resolution against body scanners. It doesn't hold too much weight, though, because security issues like this are a federal issue. But
all right, let's stop there. So, all security is a federal issue. That's the CBS piece, a part of it. All security issues. That means security at your golf club, security at your office, security at your house. No, there's a 10th Amendment. And it's not true. The airports have invited them in. And the Austin Advisory Commission voted 5-0 after the impassioned points to be against the scanners. But then the news tells you, but they don't have any authority. Well, why even have a city of Austin? Why have Travis County? Why have Texas? Why have Oklahoma? Why have Florida? Why have Nebraska? Why have California? Why have Arizona? Why even have a federal government when we're going under UN control? Now, I want to talk to Heather Fazio with TAG, out there doing a great job. There's an event coming up Friday. There's also one Saturday. But first, give us your take on this and your overall view of those propaganda pieces we just showed, how they just took the big victory, you know, of basically the city of Austin saying no. We're going to see what the council says, but their airport commission agreed with you, and now they're trying to spin it. I mean, why even have the airport commission then if the feds are our king? I mean, do the feds tell me to tie my shoelaces so I don't trip and fall? It's a safety issue. I mean, do the feds tell me what color shirt to wear on Thursdays? I mean, do they tell you not to? I guess they are saying how much salt we can have and wanting to track everything. I mean, is this freedom?
Yeah, that first of all, thank you for having me on.
Oh, great having you.
The problem is with this is that they're not acknowledging that this is our airport. That is what the author, Robert Torn, wanted to assert. This is Austin's airport. We decide what we want to do here. We know there's not a terrorist threat in Austin. The real terrorists are TSA inciting fear among all Americans and making them so scared to fly that they're willing to drive, which is more dangerous than flying.
Well, what about Anwar al-Awlaki, head of al-Qaeda, hanging out at the Pentagon? What about him? They don't want to investigate that. They want to stick their hands down my pants and train me to be their slave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. No, it's absurd.
But they're gonna wear Santa hats, though. Isn't that cute?
Very nice.
Hey, Ted Bundy. Was it Ted Bundy? Who was the one that dressed up like a clown, the serial killer? John Wayne Gacy. I mean, is it okay he raped and killed children because he wore a clown outfit? Is it okay if they stick their hands down our pants because they dress up like Santa? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No, they tried to tell us that we had an option, that these machines are optional, that you can opt out and that you can have a pat down. And I looked right at the TSA director, and how dare you suggest that we can either have a virtual strip search or be molested by federal agents? That's not an option.
You have a choice of two unconstitutional things. It's like you can have death by firing squad or electric chair.
That's right. How fair. Free country, right? So the next step, hopefully we're going to try to put political pressure. That's what it's all about. Because ultimately, did you say it's TSA's decision? And even if we do privatize, that's what people have been talking about, privatizing our security. Well, ultimately, when I talked to the TSA director, they would be managing private employees rather than their own federal employees. So ultimately, it seems right now that it's all about putting political pressure on the city council to pass a resolution against these so that TSA will stop, will not deploy these body scanners.
Well, amazing. People obviously from all political persuasions across the board, Americans are overwhelmingly, I've seen Reuters polls of 96% against it. Everybody needs to go down there before that arrogant Lee Leffingwell, former pilot himself and others, and tell them we want this out and we want it out now. And to read you can read the mainstream New York Times articles about 50 times, 20 times the radiation depending on the machine. They've been caught saving them. You can read how courthouses are getting them, got caught saving them, just hit them with with headline after headline. That's coming up Friday, and demand that they get these rapist scans. That's actually the name of the company. It's a rapid scan, but we call it rapist scan, that these rapist scan machines not be put in. And by the way, now they're body scanning and then on top of it molesting. Mm-hmm. And down in El Paso, I have the El Paso Times. They reported a few months ago, everyone's being put through these.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is time for action, and it is time for action locally, because the feds and international governments, they don't care about what we think. They made that evident with the bailout, which is what motivated me to get involved. We made 1,001 phone calls to them, and they did nothing. They still passed it. So that's why it's so important to get involved locally. On the local level, we need to be calling city council today and tomorrow is the biggest thing that we can do.
And take our counties, our cities, our state legislatures back. That's the peaceful redress of grievance that the founders put in there, along with the juries, the grand juries, voting. They can't stop you. You are the people. If you stop being passive and giving in or having a defeatist attitude and pessimistic, we've gotten in this because of the pessimistic attitude. They want to laugh at us and tell us that resistance is futile. It's propaganda.
Yep, that's right. We don't need permission to live freely. Just do it. Start getting involved locally. Get involved with your county, your city. The Texas state legislature is coming involved. We can get pissed off about our taxes and about how the cops are acting, but when it boils down to it, we're just letting them pass.
They're our employees, and now they're right. We're going to take your blood at warrantless checkpoints. We're going to put face scanning cameras up all over Austin and license plate readers. We're going to stick our hands down our pants. These federal goons say they're going to land everywhere in the U.S. and on the streets. And I mean, it's total takeover.
Yeah, and it's unacceptable. And it's really time to activate. We need to stop talking about it and do something about it. And that's what Texans for Accountable Government is all about, getting involved on the local level where we can actually affect change, where we can see the fruits of our labor.
Well, I know, Heather Fazio, with the tag that you came down here on short notice, but I don't know if you heard earlier in the hour or last hour, we were covering the fact that now all over the country, the unions are making the deal, just like the airports invited them in. It's not law, but they say, you're fired. You got to go to Homeland Security, get a face scan, thumbprint, drug test. You can't work unless Homeland Security says you can. No judge, no jury. It's like no fly, no buy a gun. I mean, they're making it where they are God. They are the rulers. They are Joe Stalin. And if Joe Stalin, if Uncle Joe doesn't say that you're okay, you can't work. I mean, this is the hallmark of hardcore tyranny. We've got to hold them here and push them back.
Yep, and they're doing it through corporatism, through the big business and big government working together to keep us down. If they can regulate businesses enough, then they can put handcuffs on them and make them do what they want. And
well, that's like the Senate bill with the written by Big Agra to shut down local farms and ranches.
Yep, exactly.
Continue. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. That's why it's critical to get involved locally, because we can actually see the changes. We can actually show up to city council. Today on the agenda are public surveillance cameras that are going in downtown.
Homeland Security grant.
Yep, exactly. That it's taxpayer money at the local.
I remember 15 years ago, they said the cameras are only for traffic. And then they admit, oh, and for government and police. Oh, the threat fusion center's going in. We're face scanning. We're tracking your cell phones in real time, your credit cards. It's all illegal.
Yep.
But they just do it.
Yep, it all ties in together. It all goes back to the police state. They're implementing it step by step by step, and it's all in the name of security.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want fluoride in your water? We're going to do it. You don't want us to take your baby's blood at birth illegally? We're going to do it. Mm-hmm. You don't want us to face scan you? We're going to do it. You don't want us to put our hands down your pants? We're going to do it. They're trying to break us.
Yep, that's exactly right. And another thing we need to focus on is making these commissions that are appointed by city council actually have some teeth to the resolutions, to at least make it so that this resolution has to go up onto the city council agenda. I mean, they demonstrated that they don't care what their own environmental board says, when the environmental board said we need to investigate the practice of fluoridating Austin's water. That was in the end of 2009, and the city council has still done nothing. When every city council meeting, there are people there testifying that we want fluoride out of our water, that it is unsafe. We don't know what it's doing to us. It's costing us so much money unnecessarily, and the city council can't even tell us really why they think it should be in there. We should be making them prove to us that they should be paying $750,000 a year to poison us.
Absolutely. And Heather, we're going to put it up on screen. Here's an example. And it just happened in Arizona, statewide. It's happening here. Houston votes to turn off red light cameras. It's our community. Government, you don't get to blow stuff up anymore and then pose as our savior. We know you're crooks, okay? Your low-level, dumbed-down minions may not know it. We know it. But, you know, there's mainstream news. We'll put it back on screen real quick. Houston votes to turn off red light cameras. We're the people, okay? We run the country, not you, because you got a uniform and a gun. Get it through your head. And the city council crooks up there stealing all the money. I'm telling you, man, I am tired of it nationwide. I'm going to skip this final break so we have more time with Heather Fazio. Tell us about what's happening at the city council, how folks can get down there. You don't have to pre-sign up, do you, because it's an agenda item, right?
No, well, tomorrow it's a meeting for representatives of organizations that oppose this. We're meeting with the staffers of city council to talk to them about potentially drafting, potentially demanding that they draft a resolution similar or identical to the one that was just passed by their appointed Austin Airport Advisory.
Okay, but separately, people need to sign up to go speak in the Citizens Communications, what, next week?
No, I think that there must have been a misunderstanding. Tomorrow there's a meeting scheduled with staffers to discuss a resolution.
No, but I'm just saying in the future, because I was just watching the newscast and said you were going to be at city council. I'm saying in the future we need to just get citizens, period, down there on the fluoride, the death camp coordination center, threat fusion center, yep. On the blood sucking, warrantless blood sucking, on everything.
Yep, and the way you can do that is you go to the City of Austin website and you find out the schedule for a city council meeting 2 weeks prior on the Thursday, 2 weeks before that meeting at 9 a.m., you call 974-2210 and you tell them that you would like to sign up for Citizens Communication. You'll have 3 minutes to talk about whatever you
need. And notice, used to, you could just go sign up there. They make it harder and harder. First, it was sign up 1 week before, then 2 weeks. Now it's going to be on a blue moon, you know, when the Easter Bunny twinkles, every 17 millennia, you'll be able to speak to the, and when doctors and scientists go and speak to them about the fluoride, they just sit up there and laugh like arrogant, pus-filled maggots. The key here to all of this is you put them on notice about the fluoride and the fact that there's uranium and radium and all of that's on record and lead and mercury. And when they don't respond, you personally sue them. When those bags of maggot pus, and I'm sorry, that's what they are, sit up there and laugh at you, when you jump through hoops to speak to them and scientists come and speak, you sue them for putting chemical weapons in the water. When they don't respond to your tort letter, you go after them. You get aggressive with the scum. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The best thing that if you really do want to get active, if you're on Facebook, join the Texans for Accountable Government page, and we will be sending out notifications on when there's action items, when you can. We'll give you the phone numbers. Here's what to call. Tell them how you feel. We'll be sending out notifications.
Well, more than telling them how you feel, I'm pursuing them.
Well, then you're...
Listen, I told folks to sue over this taking the blood secretly from babies. And it was my listeners in Minnesota and Austin taking them down. And again, I'm just saying strategic attack info war. It is criminal for them to be putting, as you said, and paying millions of dollars overall every few years to put the poison in the water.
Well, let us not forget we have a criminal injustice system. We also have a lot of work activism that needs to go on to the judicial branch also. I mean, we're going to be asking them for...
No, you're doing a great job. I'm just frothing.
Yeah.
Thinking about the video I saw of Dr. Conant a few weeks ago.
Oh, I know.
And the city council's talking and laughing. And you go ahead, doctor. And he's like, scientific report, studies, deadly doubling of cancer. Here's this report. And you got this top toxicologist expert. And they're just laughing. Well, good. They're assaulting us. They need to be brought to justice. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. And we have to be vigilant. We have to be paying attention to everything going on. We have to get active. You have to make those phone calls to their offices because I call them up and find, have people been calling about this? Yes, you can let the dogs off now, you know. But that's what we need to keep doing. We need to keep pressure on them. Call them about anything going on in the city.
Yeah,
call
we have what, 8% turnout for these elections. If the listeners of this show in Austin, we're on 1330, 590, 90.1, just in Austin, if the listeners of this broadcast started voting, started running for office, started getting involved, in the first year or two, it would just educate everybody else. Then you'd all win. We could remove these creatures, remove their fraudulent voting machines with a write-in campaign, with a petition, you know, type deal, getting it on the ballot. That way to have paper ballots to remove them. We can remove these arrogant creatures.
Yep, that's right. And don't forget about your third parties. You don't have to, you know, submit to being in one of the two-party system. I mean, the two-party system is dividing and conquering.
Well, in Austin, they don't even claim it's a party system, but it's all Democrats, yeah.
Right, pretty much.
And you know, you've got the county commissioner's court. They're scared of you. And it's the same in every other town listening around the country. I mean, it's time to get involved. It's us or them.
You're exactly right. It is. It's time to get involved. If you go to tagtexas.org, that's our website, you can find some information about the top story right now is about these body scanners and how what you can do to get active and get involved. All the phone numbers to city council are there. It is critical that we make the phone calls. It takes 30 seconds. You call.
Absolutely.
My name is Heather. I understand that there was a resolution passed by the Austin Advisory Commission, Austin Airport Advisory Commission on Tuesday, and I would really like to see a City of Austin resolution passed to keep body scanners out of Austin because they're dangerous, they're invasive, and they're ineffective.
Absolutely. And folks, we are Change Austin. Other organizations around the country, start your own group. Get involved and go in there and never stop. This is your city, your town, your county, your state, not theirs. And they have this aura of arrogance and aplomb like, you know, frat boys or something. That's all part of their hollowness. They're not real people. Most of them are in there, and there's no doubt our city council is one of the worst in the country. Passed carbon taxes this year. Put into the power bills, and they've got the smart meters going in Austin where they can turn your power off. I mean, we've got a problem, but even more exciting, you've gotten the permit for five of you to be inside the airport this Saturday, but there's going to be a demonstration at what time out there on the main entrance to the airport to let folks know we're not going along with this.
That's right. It's going to be from 11 to 2 o'clock. It's going to be right at Presidential and 71. There's a gas station on the other side of the highway with a parking lot. You can find parking over there and then just walk over. Please make a sign. Let people know that there's a petition on the inside of the airport terminal for them to sign. Let them know that to call city council and we need signs. We need to be letting people know.
So more people can go inside the royal facility. It's just five of you are allowed to hand out literature.
Well,
I don't think the TSA, well, you said the petition is going to be inside. They're not going to like you in there handing out the stuff. That's great. I mean, and having the petition. But again, this is the beginning. It doesn't mean we're going to win today, but go back 6 weeks ago when I said we're going after the TSA, a year ago when I had the contest, or 11 months ago, people said, well, look, your contest didn't defeat them. Having protests at every, you know, airport. It begins the ball rolling. And then I spent weeks hammering it. Drudge picked us up. Then everybody else. And make no mistake, it's you, the audience of this show, tapping into the anger that was already there that drove this over the edge. Get started. Do what these great folks are doing here in Austin. Do what other people are doing around the country. And stand up against these monsters today. And take over your city councils. Don't let TSA be on the streets now, groping people. I mean, I've shown newscasts here where they're actually grabbing genitals in Miami and Houston. I mean, just federal goons. It has nothing to do with terrorism. What time again is the demonstration coming up this Saturday?
11 to 2.
11 to 2. And so come early, stay late.
And as a matter of fact, we're going to have a sign-making party tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Brave New Books.
Oh, good.
1904 Guadalupe Street. So bring a poster board, bring some markers if you have some, and we're going to use their projector so that we can make some great signs and make sure that we're prepared to let Austin know how we feel about body scanners.
Absolutely.
Our city, and we don't want body scanners here.
Absolutely. Very, very exciting. Well, Heather Fazio, I really appreciate you coming in here. I won't be able to make it to these events, folks, but I will, of course, be on the radio covering it. And I just hope that people all over the nation take action, because resistance is victory. Heather, we'll talk to you again soon. God bless you.
Great, thanks.
Thanks for coming in. You can hang on till the end if you want. We're almost over in 2 minutes. I'll be back tomorrow with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura and a bunch of other special guests. We got Paul Watson for part of the week next week filling in while I'm gone. I want everybody to have, again, a wonderful holiday and a safe holiday. But we have no future if we don't stand up against this evil. I also want to encourage listeners. We are getting new AM and FM affiliates everywhere. We're talking 2-3 a week now. It's getting kind of scary. Dallas, Chicago, Orlando, you know, San Francisco, just all over the place. We are exploding. We're reaching millions of new people every week. It is so exciting. And it's all because of you spreading the word. Don't forget the free podcast at InfoWars.com. Spread that out to everybody you know. PrisonPlanet.tv. Buy memberships. Give them to folks that financially supports us. Plus, it's an army of resistance. Every topic dealing with liberty and resistance to tyranny you can imagine. PrisonPlanet.tv is really discounted always in the month of December to sign up. We've got a lot of other specials online on the online video bookstores. Great gifts to wake people up. And again, support this key command base in the fight against the globalists. That's why we're under attack by COINTELPRO and their operatives everywhere. But it only makes us stronger. Retransmission starts now. Great job.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.